For us, it was a miracle. It was a miracle because as I remember, we were talking about the people who were in jail in Syria and in Israel, and we have 24 hours to talk about their families, talk about their mothers and fathers especially. And these people, they talked wonderful things and very strong things against the politician in Lebanon and against the people who have the power in Lebanon. I remember after that I had a mass. After we finished the mass, so we came together to the radio. We were 27 people in the radio. We arrived over there at 9:30, and I don't know how we left. Usually we have a meeting all together in my office. I don't know how we left, but I know that we left. We left the radio at 9:36. We had the bomb, and nobody was in the radio. That's why I'm telling you it's a miracle. And from that time, if you come to our radio, our new radio, you can see the statue of the Virgin Mary with the bomb. That's why we said that the Virgin Mary, she took the bomb, and that's why she helped us to have a new life and to start again, because we have a lot of work to do. And we decided to do the birthday of our radio on that day. Usually the birthday of the radio was in the coast, but we decided, because we have a new life after this bomb, we decided to celebrate the birthday of the radio on that day. So every 6th of May, we have the birthday, so you can call us and wish us a wonderful life.
You were making reference there to a period when you were speaking out very strongly, trying to find the people who had disappeared in the many decades of conflict that you had there in Lebanon. You suspected that they were taken forcibly over to Syria, that many people ended up in Syrian jails. Nothing more was heard about them. You yourself were even receiving death threats.
Nothing. We don't know anything. As you know now, the situation in Syria is very dangerous. As you know that before, they were talking about trying to find any prisoners in Syria. But after the war started in Lebanon, I think nobody talks about the Lebanese who are in jail right now.
But have you continued that effort at all?
As you know, yes, we're talking always. We're having something to say about it. And every 6th of May, it's a memory. A memory, if you want, for our radio, and it's a memory for the people, for the families, to come to our radio and to talk about the situation. But as you know, it's not the role of the voice of charity to do this. Okay, we're talking about the situation, but it's the role of the president, of the ministries, of the deputies to talk about that. If we talk, it's not an official voice, you know. We're talking about these people, but we need something very strong, a strong voice to talk about it. But as I'm telling you, the situation now in Syria is very dangerous, as we hear. So that's why nobody talks about